We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks to Kirk Cousins for joining us on Grant and Danny. Took ownership of, among other things, the pick six. Said that that's a decision he can't make. And even the incompletions on Terrell Pryor. That's him being a real good teammate. Again, those passes have not been perfect. You can say that, and you can also say Terrell Pryor has to catch them.
There have been times he hit as he threw, so one was a little high and outside.
Yeah.
I need my NFL wide receiver to be an NFL wide receiver and catch the football. That's what I need.
Kirk's job is to get the ball to the receiver in a place where he can catch it.
Catch the ball.
Now, ideally, he's going to make better throws as the year goes along with more time and everything that has to happen.
Of course.
Great. Did the ball hit you in the hands or not? Do you make $6 million to make sure that that ball's now caught? Those are the questions that I need answered from everybody.
Are you a fringe wide receiver that hopes to make the club? Are you Brian Quick in the back of the end zone? Toe tap, catch the ball.
Did you tell Chris Russell when he asked you in training camp about being a developing wide receiver that you're not developing anymore? That's an old storyline. You're reading your press clippings, dude. Catch the damn football.
I need the ball caught every single time. Catch the ball. There's nothing else. We can't do anything else. We don't get to have any other conversation past that. It's the baseline for sport.
Danny, should he catch the ball when it hits him in the hands?
Let me look this up. Yes, every time.
I want to go around the room. Thom, when a ball hits Terrell Pryor in the hands, would you prefer he catches it or drops it?
I would like it if he caught the ball.
Caught the ball.
Catch the ball.
Okay, interesting. Because I keep reading stories about how he's headed to Canton. Dar, if a ball hits Terrell Pryor in the hands, would you prefer that he allows it to hit the ground, or do you want him to haul that pass in?
I feel like if your job is to catch the ball, you should probably do your job.
Catch the ball.
Dar wants you to do, period, your period, job, period. As of right now, where are we at on this Doxson Pryor as good as Jackson Garcon thing?
Yeah, I'm out, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute of it. Boy, did I buy that train for 15 minutes.
That's too early to say that they cannot, by the end of the year, get there. Doxson was unavailable again!
We underestimated how vast the gap is going to be. Mind the gap, please. This is a Grand Canyon. What was I doing believing in anything? Are you kidding me? What's more annoying? Not available because the wind was blowing. Or Jahidi White hands of just mallets, absolute rubber mallets for hands.
Hidey, 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 hidey.
Spike the ball to the ground. Oh, my God, catch it.
Ode, 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 ode.
Nice pass from Chris Whitney. Jahidi White fumbles it out of bounds.
He had bricks for hands.
Masonry.
If you missed Kirk Cousins, grab the podcast after the show. We'll replay a chunk of it for you in the 1 o'clock hour. Grant and Danny. .com/audio. Under center with Kirk Cousins, driven by the Lindsay Auto Group. Once you get a look at their Love It at Lindsay pricing, you'll want to sign a long-term deal with Lindsay. Go to lindsaycars.com. What is your level of concern? 1 to 10 on the first team offense. 10 being you are panicked. You are ready to go get a subscription for a medication because you can't go about your day. You're so worried. 1 being they're going to go for 500 yards in week 1 and none of this matters.
It's an 8, and here's why. This is think of a student or a team, right? When they're not capable, go back to some of those Joe Gibbs teams. You knew they were just going to score 16 points, and you hope they could, you know, give up less than that. It was going to be a slobber knocker, and old school football guys were going to love it. But the rest of us watching the NFL score more and more points and open things up, we're frustrated. They weren't capable of doing much more with Mark Skip Brunell and whatever else they had, those complete lack of weapons in the mid-aughts, right? This is a group that should be capable of an awful lot. And they don't look it. They look, whether it's a penalty getting in their way, whether it's a missed block getting in their way, whether it's Kirk holding on to the football too long all of a sudden, which is out of characteristic for him, but here it is, it's happening. I don't know what it is, but there's this assumption they're just going to be great when they turn the light, when the lights come on against Philadelphia. They haven't been good early season since Jay Gruden's been here. I'm concerned about the operation of play calling, clock management, game situation, etc. You need to show, for me to be more comfortable, they don't care about my feelings, obviously, but for me to be more comfortable, demonstrate capacity and then back off the throttle. What they've done so far is not demonstrate capacity. Ones versus ones, when all things are equal, it has been putrid. It's taken until either backups have come in going forward on a 4th-and-4 against Green Bay or deep into the second quarter when you finally put a drive together where you run not only just competently but adequately. This is something we should be more concerned about.
So you went with an 8.
8.
I'm going with a 6. Couple of reasons for that. First, they have had chain movers that would have created early game momentum that have been taken away by penalties, some of which are just cleanup, easy things that I think change 2 weeks from now. That call on Derek Carrier coming out of his stance a split second too early on a third down conversion to start the game yesterday that was crippling, I don't even buy it, to be completely honest with you. I think if it happens 15 times this year, it might get called 3 or 4. There have been little things like that that aren't that big of a deal, but it's a big part of your anecdote and your stat you'll throw out there a bunch today of how many 3 and outs they had to start the game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been 1st and 10 with some momentum. You get a new slate of downs. What's to say that on the next play, Kirk Cousins drops back, hits Jamison Crowder for 7, and now they're moving. So I think some of it's kind of overstated just based on the situation, which hasn't worked out. I go 6, though, for this reason. Number one, I'll just run through all the questions I had about the offense coming into the preseason and what's been answered well and what is now more ominous. The offensive line in the running game. They finally looked good this past week, but there's been more bad than good still up until yesterday from the running game. I'm not overly concerned after yesterday, but it's certainly not anything you leave the preseason going, this team's going to be a juggernaut on the ground. Another thing, pass protection. This has been the worst pass protection from guys that matter that I can remember seeing in the preseason. I don't know what's going on with Brandon Sheriff.
I don't either, dude.
He is struggling. One-on-one in pass pro, that's a guy as a Pro Bowler last year who was a top 5 pick. I need to know is going to win his match.
Remember, he was on skates at the beginning of last year, too. You remember that? Like in a couple preseason games, didn't
but
do real well?
Never struggled this way one-on-one protecting his quarterback,
which
has been a problem. You got a rookie calling cadences. You got Sean LaValle at times getting beat. Trent Williams gave up a sack yesterday, which is uncharacteristic. Their pass pro has taken a step back as of right now, it looks like. And because of that, I think Kirk Cousins on some third downs has not looked particularly comfortable. The ball hasn't come out as quick because he's moving around and trying to get out of the pocket, and he's getting hit and sacked. That's a problem. The receiver group is one of the biggest questions because we came in going, you lost 2 1,000-yard guys. Now you got Doxson. He's going to step up. Now you got Pryor. Ryan Grant's the greatest practice player who's ever lived and is going to be in Canton at some point, according to Jay Gruden. Did he play yesterday? Oh, wait, he was on the field incessantly. Never did anything to speak of. Josh Doxson didn't play again. Terrell Pryor had 2 more balls hit him in the hands that didn't get caught. And on his 17-yard catch on a 3rd and 11 that moved the chains, weird, quirky, waiting for a hit, kind of contorting his body in an unnecessarily strange way. If you actually challenge that, if you're Cincinnati, that
chance
may not
it got
be
overruled.
A catch.
Yeah.
It may very well have been overruled because the ball came out at the end of the play on the ground.
Thank goodness Marvin Lewis was there.
So for all those reasons, I have gone from being a 2 out of 10 on my level of concern about the offense to a 6, but I think anything more than that would be overstated because they're not doing enough game planning and real-to-life play calling and opening up their playbook just yet. 800-636-1067. You know what we think. What do you guys think? Danny's level of concern is an 8 out of 10 about the offense. I'm at a 6. We want your guys' numbers next on Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.